Check, 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 1, 2. Rip,
rip, rip, rip, rip, rip, skip.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Episode 2 of the Sex Monkey Podcast. A lot of you laughed in my intro last time, and hopefully this is a better one. You know, a lot of work to be done, but welcome back. I'm never leaving. Never leaving. Second episode in. I got a stand for my mic now, so I don't have to, like, you know, carry it. So this episode is going to be great, my dudes. So welcome back. Yeah, and this whole setting right here is going to be temporary. I don't know where I'm going to do it, but I changed up the jersey this time for the Panthers. You know, just to, like, change it up a bit. So yeah, I have a few things to talk about and stuff. It's going to be good. Can we just get to right to the point? Get right to the point. But before the point, I just want to let you know that right now, I have no idea what's going on with the camera and stuff. It only records up to like 29 minutes. So I'm sorry if the people that watched my podcast on YouTube, it was just like cut 29 minutes in, because I searched it up and it only does 29 minutes. I have like just the small like Sony camera. That's all I'm recording on right now. And actually I'm recording it like right here. I'm looking right at the camera, and up above my camera, it's being held like on top of my camera is an iPhone. So just in case the Sony camera decides to be a bitch again, there is the iPhone quality. So it's like, which one is it? I don't know. I guess we're just going to have to find out, my dudes. Okay, so, fuck. Oh my god. Rise of the Skywalker trailer just, like, came out, and I... fuck. Usually, like, around Star Wars, like, when Star Wars trailers come out, I usually, like, I need a moment to myself. Sometimes they come out, like, during school, and I'm just like, nah. Sometimes they came out during school, like, I remember the Solo one came out during school, I'm like, well, shit. So I just waited, you know, like, after school to watch it. It usually comes around in the morning time, and I just have a moment to myself to watch it. Then I come to school, telling all my friends that really don't give a shit, but it's like, I give a shit, so you better give a shit. This is Star Wars. This is fucking Star Wars. Okay? So, anyways... this is, the teaser was good, but this, like, came out, this one that just came out was just showing, like, everything, and it's, like, all been leading up to this. Thousands of generations lives inside of Rey, the teachings of the Jedi. It's just, oh, fuck. The big thing, and if you've seen it, if you haven't seen it, go watch it right now, please, and we'll discuss. And I have a little theory going on right now, and some people agree, some people don't, but it's okay. That's why we're here to talk about it. So at the end of the trailer, it's awesome. The whole trailer's sick. I mean, like, you get to see C-3PO with red eyes. Like, I'm guessing that's, like, some sort of, like, people are trying to, like, take over his body or something. He's going to be, like, maybe he's going to turn bad. I don't know. But at the end of it, Rey is holding two, like, it's, like, it's the fucking stupidest lightsaber ever. Okay, can we just say it? It's fucking stupid. It's like two lightsabers, right? And then it just flips into like a staff, like Darth Maul's lightsaber. It's the stupidest fucking thing. It's like, it's a Swiss Army knife, if you will. So my guess, you know, where she is, it looks like the forest that in Starkiller Base when Kylo Ren and Rey were fighting. And that's where it looks like it's taking place. So my guess is that it's a vision. It has to be a vision. She's dressed in, all in dark. And, she, you know, she has her red lightsabers and stuff. Okay, so I'm going to go back to The Empire Strikes Back. Back to The Empire Strikes Back. Fuck. Yeah, so... when Luke Skywalker goes to the Dagobah system after the whole Hoth fight, Dagobah system is where Yoda lives, right? Keep up, people. Jeez. when they're training and stuff, he senses something, right? He senses like something there, and then he wants to go in there, and Yoda's like,
go in there you will, but don't take any weapons. Don't take lightsaber.
And he's like, nah, fuck you. I'm going to take it. So he goes in there, and out of fucking nowhere, Darth Vader comes in. It's like, oh, no, no. It's crazy. They have a little stupid fight. Luke, of course, wins, decapitates him. And then the mask of Darth Vader just explodes. And look who's in there. It's Luke Skywalker. It's a vision. It's like, if you need to control yourself, you need to, like, take these teachings, like the lessons that Yoda's giving him, slow it down, and finish your training. You don't finish your training and lose, like don't fall in love, because not fall in love, but like, because at that point, Luke senses Han and Leia are in trouble and wants to go over there. He did, but Yoda and Obi-Wan were like telling him, if you go there, you haven't finished your training, and it will definitely lead you to the dark side. But it didn't, gladly, which is good. So all that shit is bullshit. So my point is, it has to be a vision like that. Because Rey in, like, The Last Jedi was already being somewhat corrupted with, like, the dark side. She saw something. She doesn't have any parents. She only saw herself. And Kylo Ren and her, like, getting closer. And honestly, I won't say anything about The Last Jedi. I won't even get there, but it would be really cool if she did turn the dark side. We'll change it up. Honestly, like, when Kylo Ren's like, forget all of it, me and you just rule the galaxy. Maybe, like, down the road, they don't have to rule it, but I get his point. Fuck this whole thing. Fuck the Skywalkers. Just do our own thing. That would have been, that would have been cool. Would have brought something different to the table. But, yeah, that didn't work. So it's just basically a vision. That's what I take from it, so. Fuck, I need to breathe. Sorry about that. And the next thing I want to chat about is the Joker. Holy crap, boyos. I'm super excited. It comes out October 5th, and my birthday is October 8th. You know where I'm getting at. It's going to be fucking awesome. Honestly, I'm very pumped for it. Like, I feel Joaquin Phoenix has always been, like, he's definitely one of my favorite actors. He's always does, like, not, like, how do I say it? Like, big blockbusters, if you will. Meaning he does, like, some really great movies. I watched Her recently with him, like, the dude with the mustache, and, like, Scarlett Johansson's, like, a computer, and he falls in love with a computer. Whoever says it's a really good movie is a clown and stupid, because it's okay. The cinematography is great. They love their colors. They look red. But it's like, get to the point. It could have been like 30 minutes short, but no. They had to keep going, and it was just like a movie that kept carrying on, like this conversation. Sorry. So, yeah. The new trailer looks sick. I like the whole... I think I'm, like, honestly, I don't even know if Joaquin Phoenix could be the Joker at the end of it. Who knows? I have, like, a little thinking, something brewing in my head where I don't feel like he's going to be the Joker. I think he's just going to be a person that, like, leads this, like, group to, like, the clowns. You see a bunch of clowns in the trailer and stuff. Maybe it's, like, an upbringing and stuff. It's, like, an upbringing, and he's just kind of the person... where this other Joker fella will become the Joker. We'll just take, like, ideas from it. And, of course, like, he'll probably jump in the Ace Chemicals and become this mad, crazy clown, right? And it's following somewhat similar to, like, the actual Joker origins. Like, I like what they're going through. I won't get into that. Just, it's basically just really good, but... I mean, unless if you want me to talk about it, I'll talk about it next episode of the podcast or when the Joker movie comes closer. So, yeah, just let me know, people. And I have some hockey news. Oh, wait, let me just pull up something.
a second.
Fuck. Wait. Just give me a second, people. Jesus. Hello, welcome back to Hockey Talk. It's not a welcome back, I keep fucking that up, Jesus. This is Hockey Talk with your boy. It's gonna come every episode when stuff isn't so boring, because last week everything was boring, but I'm here to talk about hockey. Oh, what a surprise. Not a surprise, shut up, it's me, all I talk about is hockey, okay? Anyways, make it quick. Stop your bitching. I'll talk about it. And any other sport that seems interesting to me right now, like that Canadian chick in tennis, I will give you props. You're doing way better than Jeannie Bouchard has ever done, because all she can do is just show her ass on Instagram. Am I right, people? Come on. That's not an athlete. That is just a model. And a very average-looking model. Oh, I'm sorry. Burn. Oh. Florida Panther news, obviously, I'm going to pick those two, Jets and Panthers. I'm going to talk about them first. Dennis Malagan, he's a third liner, pretty good, young player. He didn't play a whole lot of games this past season, but he signed a one-year deal. Hopefully he breaks out of his little slump he's been having, but short little guy, I like him. He's a Swiss player, so maybe Mitch Marner and him will get to know each other. Oh, because he's a fucking idiot. Gabriel Bork. Weird thing happening with the Jets. So this Gabriel Bork guy has just signed a one-year deal worth $700,000. Jets are somewhat in a weird little cap space. They don't have cap space issues. Because all our defense is gone, basically our core defense, Jacob Trouba, Ben Chiarot's like one of my favorite defensemen, and Tyler Myers, don't really give a shit about him. He's tall, you know, he's good, but I don't really care about that one. I'd rather have someone that wants to play than a person that doesn't want to play in Winnipeg. So Trouba, suck my dick. Sorry if that was really loud. yeah. So this Gabriel Bork, he's a forward from Colorado Avalanche. He's 28. He's not really like high in the points area, but basically he's just gonna steal Brandon Tanev's role. I don't even know if he's fast like him, but just basically a core signing. We need that, right? Whatever's good. But yeah. In other news, Patrick Maroon, you know, Edmonton Oilers favorite, one of my favorites for sure, signed with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa, how many assets do you need? You're looking like the Maple Leafs. Like, what's, are you okay? And what's up with your goalie issue? Like, you have some goalie issues, man. Like, do you not trust Vasilevsky? Maybe you shouldn't have signed him that long then, worth that much money. How many goalies do you need? Jesus. And how many players do you need? Like, Shattenkirk signing was the most pissed off I've ever been, because Winnipeg could have definitely used him, but no, they need to win a Stanley Cup playoff game first, then you can get Shattenkirk. I don't give a shit about Shattenkirk. I just need a defenseman on Winnipeg. Is that too hard to ask? And back with Winnipeg, we have Patrick Laine and Kyle Connor stressing me out every day. I swear to God, I have gray hairs, and my beard was turning blonde for a couple weeks. So maybe that blonde could turn white. I don't know. I'm very stressed out right now. But training camp's coming soon. Kyle Connor wants to sign a contract before summer camp. I think it's summer camp or just camp in general. Please, Kyle, please join the Jets again. We need you, buddy. Patrick Laine, everyone needs to pipe it. I know your potential. You know, this 1 year doesn't define you, my dude. Like you're going to be insane. So please sign. I know people are saying that he's not going to re-sign, but everyone's saying that, like, he's going to go here. No, they need to give an offer sheet. Either he signs with the Jets or he goes to fucking Europe. That's how it's going to work. And when he says he's not thinking about it right now, I totally understand that. Because what he said, he wants to just, he's focusing on his game right now. He's focusing on, like, even if he doesn't score, he'll be good at something else, like passing, assisting, coming back to being like a good defender, you know, when he's not up there, right? Which is perfect. I totally get that. Because, like, as a hockey player, I feel like sometimes I can only take one thing at a time. I can't just focus on so much stuff. So, you know what? Who knows? Before October, he'll sign. I hope he does. He's one of my favorite players. I totally relate to him. But yeah, so please sign. Enough with the Bork shit. Oh yeah, Maroon, he signed with $900,000 for 1 year. He 28 points, 10 goals, very key player in the playoffs for the Blues. Awesome. I kind of wanted him to stay with the Blues because it's his hometown. You know, he gets to see his kid more and stuff. So yeah, he's a good player. I love to hate him, but you know, it's fucking sick. That's all for hockey talk, fellas. And, yeah, that's, I'm sorry. That's the only sport I'm going to touch up. So yeet. oh no, wait, holy shit. We can't forget about that. Puljujärvi. He signed with Finland. This is weeks old news. I'm sorry, but you know, this is how the episode has to go. Oilers fans, I'm sorry you couldn't get anything returned. Fuck that guy. That's all I'm going to say. Let's go. yeah, that's all for hockey talk, fellas. Oh, I got some news here. Funny thing I listened to on the radio. The band Bastille, you know, the band that's like, that sings a song like, I was yeah, that song, right? Well, supposedly they performed in Sweden in like a Swedish like theme park. You know what we have in like, we have like K-Days here, right? Basically, it was the same thing in Sweden. They were performing like one of their new songs on like a ride that goes like, that shoots you all the way up and shoots you all the way fucking down. And yeah, they performed a song and he sung pretty good. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. Let me just pull up a clip here. Sorry, fellas. How's your day going so far? Good, good. That's awesome. That's awesome. No. Yeah, so basically, yeah, they just, like, performed it. He sung pretty good. I don't know how he did it, but, yeah. And also, other news I heard on the radio. I'm not much of a feed you the news and stuff. Like, how about I'll just give you, like, some uplifting news so our world isn't so fucked up. I'll give you the less fucked up news. How about that? It's what I'm here for, baby. Am I right? Oh, also, when hockey season comes in, it's going to be insane. I will just say that now. Because that's all I am, is Florida, Winnipeg, hockey. That's all I am. I'm kidding. And I'm much more than that. Okay? I'm much more than that. But that's basically what I am. But I'm much more than that. Someone quote that. Someone quote that right now. That was really stupid what I just said. So basically, a man fed a bear Timbits, and he has a $2,000 fine. This is in BC. This is like around the border of like, I think it was on the board of Alberta or something. But yeah, a man from BC feeds a Timbit to a bear, and I think also like a burrito or a burger. Why? Only in Canada that would ever happen. Only in Canada. Like, what the fuck? They didn't, the cop, because basically the cops found out because he posted a video and a picture online and like Twitter and stuff. And yeah, so I guess they just found the guy. They didn't give out his name, but yeah, he was fined $2,000. I get it, but I don't know why he'd have to be fined. I mean, like, what are they going to do? Let me just make a story of what would happen. This is exactly why he should be fined. I don't get it, but maybe in the mind of a cop, I would get it. So this is what happens. Ready? So the bear eats the Timbit. Okay. It maybe was a birthday cake, fucking honey dough one, whatever they're called. I don't know. So he eats it. He goes back to his friends and he's like, fuck, I just ate something so good. And all his, like, friend, like, two friends, right? He's like, what do you mean? Well, I just ate something so sweet. I think it was called a Timbit. Timbit? I saw it in, like, a box. It was just so good. And then they're just like, what are you talking about, fella? It just, I can't explain it. It was just too damn good. Oh, sorry. And I look at the box. And it says Tim Hortons. So what they do is, They find a Tim Hortons. They go. And what they do, they bring back food from like trash cans or something, or some on the street. People like to litter in this country, and I think the whole world. So we have to put a stop to it. Anyways, they do that. Bring it back to their little kumbaya. They share it to the rest of the bear fam. And they're like, fuck, we got to recreate this or something. What they do, they built a Tim Hortons in the forest. Bears coming all over the place. Foxes, rabbits, birds. And they love it. And what they do, they build a society around this Tim Hortons. They find jobs there. They expand. They expand to more stuff. Next is Subway. Next is Domino's. Next is everything. And then they build their own thing. They build their own franchises. Bear Co. Bear and Burgers. Bear's Wings and Burgers. It goes on. The clothes start being sold. They're wearing clothes now. They have videos that make them walk. They have podcasters. They have television now. It keeps going on and on and on. And now they have this big society. And they want to compete with humans. They are becoming as smart as humans. It goes on. And then they combine with the monkeys. That is not racist. Oh my god, that was such a Michael Scott thing. That is not racist, I swear, because... yeah. Anyways. Teams up with the monkeys. Monkeys are super smart. They're almost like us. And that is where we get fucked up. Humans are out of the story now. That's why he's fined. That is why this man is fined. See what I just did there? I made a whole story and I brought it right the fuck down. I brought it right back down. That is why this man is fined $2,000. I totally agree with you, cops. Bless your heart. I'm not done yet. So yeah, that happened. fuck, I don't have a lot of things to talk about this podcast. I think this is going to be another short one, but I like it. I like how short it is. Don't you agree? Nod your head. Yeah, cool. Oh, shit. maybe I'll do a live Q&A one day, but that's only if, you know, I get bigger and people start wheeling and dealing with me to get that clout. No clout for you. I'm kidding, fellas. Just relax. So yeah, I posted on my Twitter. I tweeted something, not post. That's what Twitter users say. Tweet. Sorry. I was fucking sorry. Anyways, I said something like, oh, I'm so old looking and oh, I wish I could ask a chick out, but she's too old for me and it would be illegal. And one of my friends, I won't say his name, took a little like where it's like, no shit. That's the whole point of the joke. He's like, yeah, it's illegal. It's like, dude, I know. It was funny. I laughed my ass off, but like, I know. I get it. But yeah, so the whole point I said that was on that day, I don't bullshit around here, okay? You know, I'm all talk. I will agree. To a lot of my friends are like, oh yeah, fuck that bitch. I would totally fuck her. Which really, I'm super awkward. Like, this whole summer, and including when I actually started working, I've been working out lately. Basically all started, I went to the rec center, first time in like, I don't know, maybe, March or something, or April, like during the playoffs is when I start remembering a lot of things, so. So I had to take that frustration out for the Jets losing into the gym, and then it was just great, and then, yeah. So a few months, you know, I've been working out, and then I moved from the rec center to Good Life. But I met this chick in the rec center. Not really meet. It was more just like, I talk. Dang it, I'm so awkward. I'm really weird with chicks, or just people in general. If I don't really know you, like, I like to start, like, people come up to me, I'll talk, but I can't promise you I'll be like, oh, yeah, man. I'll probably be like, yeah. If you tell a joke to me, I'll probably be like, oh, yeah. That's really funny, man. But anyways, so I needed to use, like, this metal handle thing to do, like, a back row. I think that's what it's called. I still don't know terms, so just bear with me. I needed to use something. She wasn't using it, so I would, like, tapped her. I'm like, hey, are you using that? And she was like, no. She looked at me, and I'm like, oh, geez. And she went out of her way to totally stop her workout to sit, like, on a bench next to me to do her back row. She wasn't doing back. I checked out what she was doing. She wasn't doing back. So, no. Just saying. She kept looking at my way. I did not look her way. Just a little, like, check. You know, just a little check. You can do that. I didn't look her way once. Obviously rude. Ladies, help me out with this. I'm totally fucking this up, right? Like, just tell me right now. Like, I'm totally fucking this up. Anyways, boom. A few months go. Swear to God she's following me. I signed up in Good Life Fitness. And what do you know? 2 weeks after I signed up, as, you know, my new job is happening. So probably around, like, late June or July, like beginning of July, she's there. Fuck. Just little looks to each other. It's like, I know you. I could go up there and be like, hey, I know you. You're totally following me, lady. Let's grab a coffee after. Nothing. And this whole summer, like, I think like 3 weeks ago, I promised my friend, I'm like, let's get it. I'm going to talk to her. No balls. Haven't seen her since. So if you're watching, lady right now, she's definitely my age. So this one isn't the illegal one. The legal one is the receptionist there. Anyways, she's pretty hot too. But anyways, she's really cute. Yeah. Why am I telling you this? I don't know, fellas and dudettes. Just, I need some help here. Anyways, yeah. So I promised my friend to, like, talk to her, and yeah, it just hasn't happened. So there goes my whole summer. Just waiting and waiting. It's every weekend. It's from lunchtime to 3. I honestly sometimes stay there way too long. I'm doing extra shit. And then I come home super sore. And I'm like, I wonder why. Guys, you're doing extra shit waiting. God damn it. I should have talked to her weeks ago. Fuck. And if you're an older, like, watcher of my, or, like, listener to my podcast, I'm 16. This is some high school drama or just stuff for my age. So, sorry. it's just, you know, it's just hard out there, man. Like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going with this. Yeah. So that's my good life fitness stories, if you will. In other news, I finally, it was my last day. I'm recording this on Saturday because that's what I do. And my videos come out Tuesday. This will obviously change. I can record on Sunday or Monday. It's not just because I have to do stuff. Like right now, it's 1 o'clock. She might be there. It's stressful. It's stressful. Fuck. But anyways, I'll probably record maybe Monday or Sundays, but all depending on school. Fuck, that's next week. Sorry. So yeah, I didn't quit my job. It was my last day. Yeet. Literally got no hours for, like, on Monday. I had to go to registration. They told me not to come. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then on Friday, like, which was yesterday, they told me not to come in at all. And they didn't either because it was raining. So it all, like, my job all depends on rain. Depending on, like, weather and stuff. Because supposedly this summer was terrible for them. Because obviously it's a shitty summer, fellas. Sorry, I'm not discluding girls here. Fellas is my thing. I guess I'll just say fellas or peeps. Because I've been saying peeps on my Instagram stories. So peeps. Why not? Peeps. All right, peeps. It all depends on the weather, okay? So, like, if it's super hot, we still go anyways, right? Oh, fuck. Okay, so right now my Sony camera just shut off. Hello, iPhone. Hey, man. What's up? Anyways, so yeah, it's been really shitty because, like, mud and, you know, rain. It's just like, So yeah, where was I going with that? Anyways, so yeah, I probably won't get a big paycheck for this week, but yeah, next week I get my paycheck and I'm gonna be looking for a weekend job, so that's cool. I'm not going to quit. A lot of you guys quit after summer. I'm like, why? You got to keep up that money. A lot of you guys can't even pay for gas money. What the fuck? It's at least $70. So, yeah, I shouldn't be talking. I'm really bad with my money. As you guys knew, I hope not to be, but anyways. Yeah. Oh, fuck. And I think I told you guys this, but last week, I have nothing bad to talk about, but this is just for, like, funniness stories. Like, every one of my coworkers is great. Nothing bad to say. But basically, almost the whole summer I've been working with, I think, well, I'm maybe not sure about one, but 3 lesbians and 1 ex-crackhead. Laugh it up, fuzzball. It's very true. I was the only man working there for at least almost a month because Reese, this other dude, he's like 20 years old. He left Ontario like literally the third week I was in. So, boom. And this other guy, his name is Justin. He, well, literally like the second day I worked with him ever, it was at nighttime. He was riding his bike and his dog just went whoosh right across his bike. He fucking fell, broke his collarbone. And yeah, weird dude. First day he talked to me, he's like, yeah, I have a divorce. I'm like, what? Okay, cool. I didn't ask that at all, but yeah, you do you, man. A little bit weird, like, he's a little weird and stuff. I hear, like, he likes to talk about his marijuana. I'm like, I don't really care. So, you know, just kind of a weird fella. He looks like that gay priest, like, not priest, like that, what do you call the people that, like, take care of the church or, like, the head of it? It's not a priest. It's someone else. I don't fucking know. He looks like that gay one in Letterkenny, the glasses that's like, wow, Wayne, yeah. Yeah, he looks like that, exactly like him. Doesn't act like him. So anyways, everyone else there is great. The crackhead, I'll get to that. She quit last week. Thank fucking Lord. She could be cool. She could be cool at some times, but she's fucking insane. Once a crackhead, always a crackhead. Like, I could tell, like, I judge people very hard. Not very hard, but, like, if I meet you first, I'm going to be like, I'm going to guess shit in my mind to make an assumption on you. I will make shit up. First as I met her, a little overweight, obviously, no teeth. I'm like, crackhead, crackhead. I hear a week after, she used to be a crackhead. I'm like, I win. Anyways, yeah, she's just like, I'll tell you one story. She can get, like, kind of angry at times, and she's not a big team player. Like, she'll do it, like, her own self. Like she told me to do this one thing, like, pat down the dirt. It's like, it does something, but it does, at the end of the day, it doesn't really do anything. So it's like, what's the point? So, like, pat down the dirt, you know, instead of, like after raking dirt, you know, you need to, like, pat it down, I guess. So she just kept walking on. She kept telling me that for, like, so many fucking days. I'm like, I know, man. So, yeah, just, she'd like, just lose her temper sometimes, and she'd always tell, like, talk shit about some people. It's like, dude, we do that too, but it's like, it's you. And people that we talk shit about is you, so, shut up, I'm not in the wrong here, she's in the wrong. Anyways, yeah, she's just, like, one story is that, so she wasn't raking dirt. She wasn't using, like, the rake and stuff. So I decided to grab the rake. And she just flipped out. It's like, hey, don't fucking touch that. I'm like, whoa. You weren't using it. Like, I don't give a shit. I have a pet peeve. I don't like being told what to do. There's a minute, like, obviously, like, when your boss tells you what to do, or just don't tell me in a dickish way. Don't be like, go fucking clean up that. I'm like, I'll give you attitude. I have some, yeah, it's a bit of a pet peeve. I'll just say that. Look at that sweat. Anyways, yeah, just bitch. So she's like, go get another rake and stuff. I'm like, fuck, okay. So I get another rake from the truck, and she's walking, like, and she starts walking, and she walks behind me. So I kind of, like, let go of the rake a bit, and it makes her trip. And I saw in a corner of my eye, she just kept fucking, like, staring. She's like, it's just crazy, man. She's just, like in a very intense stare. So, yeah, that happened. Just, like, and then she'd always, like, I feel like she had Tourette's. Like, she'd always be like, fuck, shit, fuck. Like, she'd be swearing, like, you know those, like, old people that just no filter? She had no filter for, like, swearing, so she just fucking swore at everything. It's like, just the dictionary, use it, you know. She just say, like, the same thing, fuck, shit, fuck, shit, fuck. My podcast is not gonna be very I'm not gonna get any revenue from this. Nor will I ever, but whenever, am I right? Yeah, so she's just. And then there was one time where she's loading up the truck with, like, a lawnmower and, like, weed whackers, right? I was with her the entire day because we had to, like, go around and just fucking mow shit. Fuck shit. And she would put, like, place the weed whacker in a weird way. And she'd always hit her thumb, like, 5 times in different areas. She'd do it. And she already broke her, like, her hand. Basically, her nerves are all fucked up. And, like, I wonder why. Because you keep hurting yourself and you don't learn from your mistakes. How do you hit yourself 5 times like that? So she's just like, oh, motherfucker. And I'm surprised she didn't get really pissed off at me. There was this one time we were working with each other. I locked the keys. With that same day, I locked the keys in the truck. Never happened to me before. I'm an idiot. So yeah, the keys were in the truck and stuff, so I was like, fuck. She didn't freak out, gladly. She can be nice at times. So she told me to go up to, like, the house, and be like, hey, can I borrow your phone? I'm like, so I guess I wasn't comfortable. No, I just didn't do it. I just, like, why don't we go somewhere else, right? So, yeah, we went to like an RBC and like we phoned in and like she didn't blame it on me. I already like took responsibility. Like, this is my fault. I'm a fucking idiot. Like, there's no excuses. Cause we called the boss and the boss like freaked out at her and stuff because there's been some tension, I guess, before with her. Like, she's worked as long as I have. So yeah. But yeah, she just like, and then the boss, like, she drove in, gave us the keys. I'm like, I'm an idiot. So I'm like, I'm really sorry. This won't happen again. There's no excuses. And she just sent us like this text. It's like there, you can't point fingers at each other. We learn from each other's mistakes, or we learn from our mistakes and stuff. So yeah. Don't point fingers and all that stuff. So she got pissed off because she was like, oh, she totally blamed it on me, even though you did it. It's like, okay, I get it. I get the point. You know, shit happens. So let's move on. So, yeah, I'm happy she got fired. She's a bitch. Now she's going to the board and talking shit about the boss. And it's like, well, you're lazy. You're not a team player. You're a bitch. And you're crackhead. Fuck you. And yeah, that's my story, I guess. Yeah. Gonna keep fucking working, my dudes. Now, I put on my Instagram story. People, I'm doing it. Put on my Instagram story and ask me some questions. This will be a weekly thing. You can ask me some questions. Send in voice memos so I can play your voice. That would be better. I would love to have that. So I pulled two questions in and only two people even asked some questions. So you're the lucky ones. Question from Jonah Florell. Shout out to Prince George. How does one like you have such a manly beard? And do you have any tips? That's very thoughtful. I did trim it a bit. As you can see, well, you're Italian. I know that. I know one friend that's, well, I don't know, Matteo. Are you my friend? I don't know. Just sometimes it's very hard with you, okay? But he's Italian. He has a mustache. That's just kind of it. And then he tries to go a little goatee. I'm like, grow it out, my dude. Come on. It'd be great. You know, just show a little hair. We're grade 12ers now, so... We run the city. We are the men of the school. So let's show that hair. Any tips? I'm Portuguese. I guess it's just the way she blows. I don't know if this thing where, like, if you keep, like, shaving, it will... Fuck. Sorry about that. If you keep shaving with, like, a razor, that it will, like, grow more, like, bushier, like, longer. I don't know if that's true. And I've, like, decided to make a pact with myself. I will never shave again. This face will never be clean. I will have something. A stubble. A long beard. A stubble something hair. I will have hair on my face for the rest of my life. Because every time I shave it, everyone fucking hates me. Even my mom is like, you die. Just die. Because I can't. So I'm like, fuck. Because have you seen Keanu Reeves without a beard? Good looking dude, but he needs the beard. Well, there's a lot of men that just stick with the beard. Jake Gyllenhaal, he looks great either way, but he looks preferably stick with the beard. Just a lot of people just stick with beards. Beards are cool. Beards are cool. And if you have high, like, women or men, if you have high standards and be like, I don't like men with beards. Fuck off. You know what? Some of us don't like a little bush. So, it's 2019. You know? Like, I think we are entitled to have a... I threw up in my mouth. We are entitled to have one. Yeah. So, beards are sick. Okay? I'm not being all like, oh, it's like... You know, you look like a warrior. It's just, it's us, you know, it's totally all natural, you know? I'm one hairy dude. People know that. So I'm going to stick with it. Sorry, Jonah. I totally, like, went all over the place there. Any tips? I don't know. Just if you got something going, keep going with it. Unless you have, like, something patchy, just shave that. You know, no one wants to see that. So answered one question. Great question. Another question from Jaden Molo. Sup, my dude. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'm probably going to be made fun of you guys in school, but hey, what year am I not made fun of, dickheads? Sorry. he asked, best movies, comma, trilogies, or franchise in the film industry? Okay, that's a hard... What? That's a hard question. What do you mean best movies? Like, well, my favorite trilogy... Oh, Jesus. Fuck. So trilogies are basic... Well, okay. Would you count all, like, the MCU, the Marvel movies, a trilogy? Yeah. There's Phase 1, 2, 3, and 4 and stuff. 22 movies. That's a big-ass trilogy. So those are great, obviously. DC, catch up or be left in the dust. You have a lot of potential. Before this whole DECU thing, you were great. But now the DCU comes in. I love Shazam. Didn't mind Aquaman. Justice League was a whole... What the fuck? Like, everything was rushed. I know I have a lot of... I have one friend in particular that will hate my comments, but I'm sorry. They have a lot of potential. Very excited for Robert Pattinson as Batman. If you don't... Like, look beyond. Watch other movies except for Twilight. I've only seen the first one. Didn't give a shit about it. And, yeah. Just... Robert Pattinson's a great fucking actor. So, just give him a chance, okay? Best movies or trilogies? I don't know. I love Star Wars. That's a trilogy. It's great. But, of course, it's... Like, I can't decipher if they're, like, the best of all time because obviously a lot of people don't like some of the movies. I like the sequels. I personally think Solo is one of my favorite Star Wars movies, and that gets a lot of shit on. It's like, why? Han Solo is sick. The actor was awesome. Big plot twist in the end. I will not spoil it, but it is good. Emilia Clarke is hot. Anyways, Rogue One was great. And these movies are called anthology films, so they're, like, not prequels or sequels or, like, an original movie. It's just, like, it's just in between, you know? Rogue One was sick. It told us the story of, like, how the Rebels moved the Death Star plans to the ship. That's basically what it is. They all fucking died, too. Sorry about the spoiler. But, Indiana Jones, I have a lot of nostalgia with that, so that's obviously on top of the list. Star Trek, couldn't give a shit about. Lord of the Rings, awesome fucking trilogy. Haven't read the books. Yeah, kill me. I don't care. I love the movies. Director's cut only. It's like 3 or 4 hours. Gang. Really good. Pirates of the Caribbean. First three movies are great. The rest can suck my dick. Okay? So, again, it's like Star Wars. It's like, do you decipher that's the best trilogy? Because there's only a few movies that are good. Obviously, I like Pirates of the Caribbean. There's a lot of trilogies, but I don't know. But my favorite movies are just something that blows me away. Like, there's a lot of just the same old shit. Like, I'm sick and tired of the blockbusters now. Like, I'm honestly getting very superheroed out. I'm, like, just... There's one every single year, and it always, like, blows up in the box office when, like, a lot of great movies are being missed because of that. It's like... Is this what the movie industry is now? It's just like, and even like this Disney Plus is like, they're making a bunch of movies and TV shows and people are joining it. It's just like a big thing. It's like, it's just, it's like, you're not giving a whole bunch of other movies like, just like Starlight. And there's like this movie out with Shia LaBeouf and it's about like this autistic, I think like autistic kid. It's called Peanut Butter something. I'm going to go watch it. I like movies like that. Like, indie films. I love indie films. Just movies that are, like, underrated, kind of, like, in, they're in the movie theater, but they're not, like, really there. Like, just blockbusters need to chill. Like broaden your horizon, people. Broaden your horizons. And I'm very pissed off of myself. No. Logan is not my favorite all-time movie. Because I posted that, like, top three movies, on my Instagram story not too long ago. Like I said, it's a tough question. I can't answer that. But to the people I talk to, it's like, it always became the same movie. La La Land is my all-time favorite movie. La La Land is, like, just, it's just so good. And I'm not one for musicals. And it's not a musical. It's just, it's just something more. It's like a story that, sorry, I need to breathe. Okay, I did good. Breathe. La La Land is a story where it's like, whatever you have planned in your life, it just obviously doesn't go that way. Like, life isn't always planned out how it goes. Like, Mia, she wants to be an actress and probably fall in love with Sebastian, who wants to be an accomplished jazz artist and open up, like, a bar to, like, play jazz and stuff. But obviously, didn't turn out like that. It did turn out like that, but it, the way it went, no. He was playing totally different jazz with, like, this band group, this jazz band group that wasn't, like, very jazzy to him. He just did it just because, I don't know. And then Mia, like, kind of failed as an actress a bit, but along the way, she finally did it, he did it, but they did not end up together. Stupid way to explain it, but it's just the cinematography there is just great. And I love, like, the whole, like, I don't know if it's, like, irony in it, but, like, there's just this one scene when they're on top of, like, a mountain, like, seeing the view of LA and stuff, and Mia said, she's like, wow, what a beautiful view. It's like, yeah, it's all right. And then they're like, yeah, because, like, a cliche would be like, wow, what a wonderful view, and they're just denying it. There's a lot of denial in that movie. It's just like, even when they meet up with each other, they first meet up in a freeway. They've seen each other. She flipped him off and he was honking. He's like, fuck you. And then they meet each other in a party and they keep meeting each other at night. It's like, do you think when we keep meeting each other, it means something? He's like, nah, probably not. Denial right there. It's just funny. It's just funny to play around with that. And honestly, that movie should have won Best Picture. I watched that. What was it called? The movie that did win in 2016. That movie I watched, but I don't think it deserved Best Picture. Like, what the fuck? Anyways. Yeah, just even the soundtrack. I still listen to it today. And I, like, it's my favorite movie. Like, the soundtrack is, the songs, just, it's just a fun movie. And I still have to see the director's other movie, Whiplash. Still need to see it. But yeah, you know what? I'll watch it sometime. My other favorite movie is just, see, that's hard. I can't pick my top three, but I will just say my favorite movie, is La La Land for sure. I did say Baby Driver, and yeah, I'll give it that, because Baby Driver is one of my favorite movies and stuff, but yeah, I am a film buff, but I don't even know, like, what defines a film buff, because I'm not one to go out of my way and watch, like, a 1960s movie. Like, a lot of people just think, at that time, the movies were just so well done. Look, okay, you're overlooking a lot of the fucking amazing movies that are, like, being made in this generation. There's a lot of great movies. Special effects, so much better. Cinematography, so much better. You look at a movie in 1980, it's like, it's good, but has more potential. Look at the difference between Blade Runner 1 and Blade Runner 2. Great special effects at that time. Still looks good now, pretty good now, but just, it's all kind of, like, blurred a bit. But now we have better cameras, and you see Blade Runner 2049, it's like, masterpiece! And that is also my favorite, all-time favorite movie. Blade Runner 2049 is, mwah, the first Blade Runner. Sometimes I have no idea what the fuck is going on in that movie, but this one is a little, like, we have a story, and we'll follow it, so you don't have to be brain dead after watching it, because I need to see Blade Runner 1 again. I'm like, because, like, so I have no idea what happened in that movie sometimes, but Anyways, I don't know if I answered your question, Jaden. I'm really sorry. But, yeah. How about this? I'll ask you guys a question. What is the best movies, trilogies, or franchise in the film industry right now? What is, like, just DM me, tweet me. Let's have a little conversation, my dudes. I think this will be the end of it. Episode 2, done. Episode 3 coming next week on Tuesday. Hopefully recording on a Monday or a Sunday. Who knows? It's 2:15 p.m. Gonna go to the gym. Hopefully the chick is there. Bless my heart. Bless your hearts. And I love you. Goodbye.